This is KCUR 89.3. Two strangers with different beliefs and values sit down for a conversation about what formed those beliefs and values. That's the premise behind a new project between KCUR and StoryCorps called One Small Step. We're collecting these interviews in Kansas City, so I wanted to bring you a One Small Step conversation recorded in Texas. Days before the 2016 election, Joseph Wydenek showed up at an anti-Trump protest in Austin with pro-Trump signs and a Make America Great Again hat. Amina Amdeen, a Muslim student at the University of Texas, was one of the marchers. They came to StoryCorps and remembered a moment that day that unexpectedly brought them together.
I noticed you with the hat,
and
I noticed that you were surrounded by some people, and I noticed that they were being kind of threatening.
I heard a click of a lighter right behind my ear, and there were about three people trying to light my shirt on fire with lighters.
And then somebody snatched your hat off your head, and that's the point where something kind of snapped inside me, because I wear a Muslim hijab, and I've been in situations where people have tried to snatch it off my head.
Wow.
And I rushed towards you, and I just started screaming, "Leave him alone, give me that back."
I don't think we could be any further apart as people. And yet it was just kind of like this common, "That's not okay" moment. You are genuinely the only Muslim person I know. It's not that I've actively avoided. It's just, I've just never been in the position where I can interact for an extended period of time. So I guess my views on the Muslim community have been influenced by a lot of the news articles and things of that nature.
I feel like a lot of times in the media, you don't see the normal Muslim, the one that listens to classic rock like I do. you don't meet that Muslim.
Can you tell me about where you grew up? What was that part of your life like?
So I was born in Baghdad, in Iraq. I moved to the U.S. when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
Being a Muslim girl, I stood out in almost every single way that you can in middle school, the worst time to stand out. What about you? How was it like when you grew up?
I was homeschooled. So it was a vastly different experience socially. I didn't have, I guess, as many friends as most people would. I only went to public school 1 year of my life, and I got in three fights, and I lost all of them. I actually lost a lot of friends because of this election, because of my political stance. So I hope that I can be the reason that someone decides to talk to someone as opposed to just cutting them out of their life or blocking them on Twitter, you know?
I'd like for this to encourage other people to engage in more conversations with people that you don't agree with.
That's what it's all about. I'm so glad I wasn't the only one who felt like that.
That was Amina Amdeen and Joseph Wydenek. This interview was produced by StoryCorps as part of their One Small Step program, which brings two people with different political views together for a conversation. These conversations are not debates, but places for people to share personal stories about what formed their values. We're looking for people who are passionate about their beliefs, but open to hearing other perspectives. You can apply to be a part of a One Small Step conversation at kcur.org/onesmallstep.